The following is the debut of a new Snark of Genius invention of the Christos Vincit Network.
I snark, you snark, we all snark for the I snark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule, let a nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark, hear me roar.
Snark
this!
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark.
Lift high
the roaring snark. Proclaim.
What the snark?
Ryan Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of iSnark is brought to you by Exultets with Bad Bongos. And now, hopefully soon to emerge from his liturgical recession, here's Brian Michael Page.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, settle down now. All right, let me fix this. Yeah, that's better. Okay, hey, hello and welcome to the debut of I Snark. Ego sum brianis Michaelis pagina, your friendly neighborhood I Snark. Don't let the numbering sequence fool you. Like Christos Vincit Anywhere took on where Christos Vincit Podcasting left off, I Snark is taking you where Christos Vincit Anywhere left off. So instead of numbering this episode 1, we're numbering 154, since the last Christos Vincit Anywhere episode was 153.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been almost a year since my last confession. Podcast.
So what took you so long, Brian?
Oh, crap, you recognize my voice.
Well, who else would go 10.5 months without going live?
True.
So where have you been?
Well, I was working this thankless 60-hour-a-week job, Father. I finally got sacked last month.
Who were you working for?
Schwann's Home Service.
Schwann's Home Service? Wow, you must have really been desperate for work.
Yeah. Tell me about it, Father. The economy sucks. By the time I got home, I didn't have a brain left to work out of. My wife and kids would already be in bed. They all missed me.
We all missed you too out here in Snarkland. But what matters is that you're back. So for that reason, I absolve you from your hiatus. Go in peace, young man.
Thank you, Father.
Well, like our really bad Don Pardo imitator mentioned earlier, this part of I Snark is brought to you by Exultets with Bad Bongos. Let me tell you a little story behind this, okay? A while back, Rich from Catholic Light sent me a link to a really, really bad piece, a musical rendition of the Exultet used for the Easter Vigil, written by Rock O'Connor of St. Louis Jesuits Infamy. That piece is one of the worst things invented since liturgical dance, if you want my opinion. It's just plain awful. I won't play it here for copyright reasons, so just click on Exultets with Bad Bongos on the show notes and get a listen. If you have a strong stomach, that is. If you don't, then you best keep a barf bucket next to you. Anywho, Richie emailed me the link with the title, Don't Do This at Church. But I figured I have a better idea.
And now, time for the good. The bad. And the ugly.
This edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the new hit movie, Poncho Ladies Invade Santa Barbara, now showing in a sanitarium near you. And here it is, the Exultet edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I already gave the introduction, so we're just going to go right to the cheese, okay?
The good.
The real Exultet.
Rejoice, heavenly powers,
choirs of angels.
The Bad.
The Bongo Laden Exultet by Rock O'Connor of the St. Louis Jesuits.
The Ugly.
The Rock O'Connor Exultet, accompanied by dancers from the Los Angeles Religious Education Congress.
I snark. Still.
Rocky music and fun. That's us.
Santa Barbara is invaded by poncho ladies.
Poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies, poncho ladies. Ew!
Women that pretend to be Roman Catholic priests.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
The baby thinks it's hilarious. So does the cat. The elementary school kids think it's just totally gross. Catholics look in horror. Pseudo-Catholics find it sexy. What kind of judgment will be passed? And what happened at the post-pretend ordination party?
How low can you go? Ouch!
How low can they go? Poncho ladies invade Santa Barbara. Rated R. Now showing at a sanitarium near you. There's only one person I know who belches like that.
Yep, that's me.
Let me guess, you're still smashed from Christmas, right?
Nope, I'm pre-smashed for New Year's.
Huh?
Yeah, pre-smashed. O'Malley and Achey and I had this really cool idea. Instead of waiting for New Year's Eve to get smashed, I figured, let's get super smashed now, so come New Year's Eve, we're already having a good time by the time we get to the party.
Where's the party this year?
Poncho's place.
Poncho O'Malley's?
The same.
Ay, 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 ay.
I am the Poncho O'Malley. My pub and cantina right next to the shop is open for business. Come drink till you drop.
Ay, 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 ay.
I am the Poncho O'Malley.
Hey, did you know I found another Irish-Mexican that has a pub and cantina?
Yeah? Who?
Well, actually had. It's Pedro Murphy. He had a place up in East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. I actually did a Schwann's route up there until about a month or so ago. I don't think he's open anymore, though.
Oh, him. We got him shut down some time ago. You see, I went up there one day with McShay and both of the O'Malley boys, and we did our usual fare. Eat, drink, be merry, drink more, be merrier, drink more, get smashed, you know.
Okay, nothing surprising there.
Then Poncho started hitting on the barmaid and the owner called the cops and got us thrown out of there. So Poncho opened up his own joint in Narragansett, Rhode Island, but not before calling the town of East Bridgewater and telling them that Pedro's place used toilet water to water down the beer.
Was it really true?
Well, not really, but they found that the liquor license was signed by Pedro himself. It might have been the same guy that once forged a birth certificate that said, I am 12. But I'm not sure. By the way, can I give a shout out?
It all depends.
Yeah, well, to my good friend David Doyle.
Ah, yes, a.k.a. Seamus Rocks.
Of course I do.
Well, he was hoping you'd make it to our new digs.
I wouldn't have it any other way. But anywho, I'm very happy to have a fan in David Doyle. And I hope I can someday get him to maybe come drinking with us. He won't regret it, you know. I'll make sure he gets home safe.
You won't be driving, will you?
Of course I will. My car's drunk-proof.
While Seamus superglues his car together, let me introduce you to a new friend.
Basso Profundo, the singing fish.
Yes, folks. Meet my good friend Basso. That's Basso, not Basso. After all, he is a fish. Basso Profundo, the singing fish. So, Basso, what kind of music do you like to sing?
Chant.
Wow. And what will you be singing for us today?
One of my favorite Christmas hymns. This one's in English, but it's sung to a chant tune.
This one is called Of the Father's Love Begotten.
It's one of my favorites.
Really?
Sure is. Let me hear your rendition.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending He. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future ye shall see, evermore and evermore. Old at birth, forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bore the Savior of our race. And the babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed His sacred face, evermore and evermore. O ye heights of heaven, adore Him, angel hosts His praises sing, powers, dominions bow before Him, and extol our God and King. Let no tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert sing, evermore and evermore. This is He whom seers in old time chanted of with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now He shines the long expected. Let creation praise its Lord, evermore and evermore. Christ to thee with God the Father, and the Holy Ghost to thee, Him and chant and high thanksgiving, and unwearied praises be. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore.
Well, folks, here it is. I have the 2010 OCP music issue. I have to tell you, the book was starting to make some improvements with the 2005 and 2006 issues. There were some better hymns added in those issues. God of Our Fathers, O God Almighty Father, Jesu Dulcis Memoria, and even Adoro Te Devote in Latin with the parallel English Godhead here in hiding. However, a couple of really good hymns disappeared as a result. Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation and Come My Way, My Truth, My Life. I'm still missing those to this day. In the meantime, there's been a number of rather good hymn texts by Father Harry Hagen and Sister Genevieve Glenn. Both Benedictines and many of these texts have been set to good Orthodox hymn tunes. However, as of late, they seem to be adding more and more garbage. Well, maybe good for youth group meetings and tent revival meetings, but sure as hell not good for Holy Mass. Truthfully, I'm sick and tired of seeing a section called Gathering. Like I've said before, time and time again, there is no such thing as a gathering hymn. The church never called for one. But most, not all, but definitely most, of the first 71 hymns in this music issue sing about us gathering, meeting for a banquet, you know, like the holy sacrifice of the Mass was merely a din-din. How we're gathered as one, how our lives are a mystery, and we tell a story. I'm actually referring to the sections called Gathering, Communion, and Eucharistic Hymns. And of these first three sections, very few decent hymns exist. I mean, this book opens up, 301. O love of God, gather us. Amor de Dios, haznos uno. Another typical gathering us together type thing. How they share gifts that are given. 302, gather us in. You know how I feel about gather us in. I've complained about it enough before. We are this, we are that. There's not one mention of God or Christ in the whole bloody hymn. Get rid of it. 303, what is this place? Nice tune, but a very goofy lyric. 304, gather the people, enter the feast. We have 10 verses talking about around this table. We dine, we tell great tales. Let's see, new hope is born. Our hearts rejoice. I mean, around this table we do just about everything except praise the Lord, right? 305, our God is here. Real goofy syncopated melody. 306, let us go to the altar of God, which, okay, tolerable. It's based on two psalms, okay, which is fine. Psalm 42 and Psalm 150. Let us go to the altar of God, the God of our gladness and joy, which is a fine beginning. The music used a lot of improvement, though. 307, come to the feast. Ven el banquete. And again, it's another one of those gathering-type songs. Come on down. We're going to have some din-din in English and Spanish. 308, in this place. I love this one. We are all hungry people. We need shelter and strength. We are one in our hurting. We are one in our pain. We are this. We are that. I think of that goofy song, Anthem. We this, we that, we that. Da, 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 da. Yeah. 309, now as we gather. Again, now as we gather. We're God's chosen people. Did you know that? Yeah. 310, Table of Plenty, the epitome of really bad gathering songs, okay? Finally, we get to a halfway decent one here. Gather Us Together by Owen Allstott. This is number 311. Imagine that. We had to go through 10 pieces of trash to get to the first decent hymn, Gather Us Together. And it's limited in its making us one and stuff like that. We do proclaim you the Savior of all, Lord of all the earth and sea and sky. Okay, nice, okay. We have a verse where we actually ask for the Lord's forgiveness. Not a bad piece. But then, of course, after that, here we go again, here at this table. Come and be filled here at this table. And it talks about, come eat, let's come drink. And it's got a few little social justice scenarios in there and whatnot. And then we get to a really good Orthodox hymn, a real keeper. All people that on earth do dwell. After all, it's the old 100th, okay? But then again, let's see. Come worship the Lord, Psalm 95, which is a nice little psalm. I like the psalm. I don't like the music it's set to. Very syncopated and very much irregular. And then we have, this one's fairly new. Copyright 2007 by Michael Jonkers. Ah, yes. Father Ron Eagle's Wings himself. We gather here to worship. Oh, yeah. And another, we gather here for this, we gather here to that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know? They get a little sick and tired of bragging about us gathering. Seriously. 316, gather your people, O Lord. And we make our way into the communion section. 317, all we have is the refrain. I haven't seen the verses, so I'm not going to pass judgment on it. The refrain melody doesn't sound too bad. It's, our eyes are turned to the Lord our God. It's set to music by Paul Inwood. I won't knock the melody. It's a nice melody. I don't know what the harmony's like. 318, Spirit and Grace, here in this meal. And again, all this stuff about merely din-din. We're at a meal. One Love released a really bad 4/4 rendition of Oh Wally Wally, The Water is Wide, with verses of their own. Bread of life, hope for the world, feed us now, give us life. And in 321 is one I loathe with a passion. Yeah, I call this the one, the nose-humming hymn. We come to share our story. We come to break the bread. It's that song of the body of Christ. The Hawaiians can't even stand it. Okay, so now we get the 322. Finally, 22 hymns. Third decent one. O Sacrament Most Holy. Oh, Jesus, we adore thee. That's from Erwin Udalush. Oh, yes, 323. A lovely song about being bread. To be your bread now. Yeah, yeah, we're really bread. 324, keep that one. Gift of finest wheat. That one is a keeper. 325, Lord, by your cross and resurrection. Not bad for a John Foley piece. Not bad. Matter of fact, the refrain itself could actually serve as the fourth memorial acclamation. It's got that text verbatim. Not bad. 326, 327, 328, 329. Scrap them all. 330, Taste and See by James Moore. And out of like the seven or eight settings of Taste and See that are in this music issue this time around, this is one of maybe two that I'll use ever. Let us break bread together on our knees. Remember those days we used to be on our knees? I don't see that anymore. God's holy gift for God's holy people. Oh, yeah, right. 333, 334, 335, scrap them all. 336, Jesus the Bread of Life by Grayson Warren Brown, maybe. 337, one of Bob Hurd's better pieces, Ubi Cauditas. The refrain is in Latin, the verses are in English and in Spanish, but the music is not bad. Like I said, this is one of his far better pieces, and I wish this would be a trend for him in the right direction and not just a passing thing. 338, blech. 339, nah. 340, I don't mind so much. 340 is I Am the Bread of Life. I'm one of the few people that actually don't mind using it every now and then, although I'm not a fan of singing Christ in the first person. 341, 342, 343, 344, 345, 346, pfft, scrap them. 347, we'll keep that one. Eat this bread, I'll use that one. 348, ugh, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies. Not bad lyric, music's really goofy. 349, they got a refrain here from a nice little Irish tune here. One in body, heart, and mind. I don't have the verses handy, though. 350, Lord, to whom shall we go? By Scott Soper, maybe. 351, 352, 353, 354, 355, 356, 357, all have to go. 358 is One Bread, One Body, which is as popular as it is. Instant Salmonex. 360 can go. 361 can go. 362, I kind of like the tune. It's kind of cute. It's simple. It's kind of cute. It's not a bad tune. I Receive the Living God. 363, blech. I've heard that one played before. 364, get rid of it. 365, Suzanne Tulin kind of does a little ditty here. Anima Christi, Jesus, Jesus, may all that is in you be present in me. Well, to me, well, the music's not too bad for a Suzanne Tulin piece. And then 366, Taste and See by Christopher Wilcox. I don't have the verses handy, but the refrain. I can usually trust Christopher Wilcox. He's an Australian Jesuit who has written some really good stuff. Now we got a couple of we got a few decent hymns now. Shepherd of Souls, Lord with Thy First Eucharist, See Us Lord About Your Altar, Panis Angelicus with the music by Lambalot. Then we got this Bread of Life and Cup of Hope. Ugh. What a way to end a section. Okay. So the next episode, we're going to go into the blessing section, number 372, and see how far we go there. Happy snarking. And now, for some pod-safe music, here is an old friend, Charlie Crow. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Crow, the little drummer dude. And Charlie comes courtesy of Music Alley. Here's a new one, Music Alley. That is formerly the Podsafe Music Network. MusicAlley.com is the new digs for that. And don't forget to check out Charlie's MySpace at myspace.com/CharlieCrow.
One of these things is not like the others.
Hey, welcome to our new Sesame Street-like segment here. One of these things is not like the others. Well, you seem to get a lot of that at Mass these days, too. You know, you get one of those things that's just not like the others. Well, anyways, we're going to give you five groups of objects here. They're going to be songs, titles, situations, whatever. Four to each group. And just like on Sesame Street, see if you can guess which one doesn't belong and why. Okay, so here's the first one. It came upon the midnight clear, silent night, O come all ye faithful, jingle bells. That one should be easy. Okay, of course, jingle bells is secular. The other three are sacred. All right. How about this one? Stille Nacht, away in a manger. Il en elle devint enfant, adeste fidelis. Give up. All right, some people are going to probably say adeste fidelis because it's the only one that's not in a conversational tongue, shall we say. I'm going to say away in a manger, basically because it's the only title not in the language that I'm speaking at you at right now, and it's English. Okay, number three. Of the Father's love begotten, the Christmas song, Mary, Did You Know, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, that one's easy. The only one suitable for use at Holy Mass is Of the Father's Love Begotten. All right, number four. Le Tentu Acheli, Magnum Nomen Domini Emmanuel, Dominus Dixit Ad Me, Pue Natus Est Nobis. Okay. Three of these are propers. The only one that wasn't a proper is Magnum Nomen Domini Emmanuel. That's a hymn. All right, last one. Joy to the world. Hallelujah. For unto us a child is born. He shall feed his flock. All right. That too might be a somewhat easy one, I think. Joy to the world, basically because it's the only one not from Messiah. It was actually adapted from Handel, but it's the only one not from the actual oratorio of the Messiah. All right, I'm going to give you one more here for the bonus points. Ready? Santa Baby, Baby It's Cold Outside, Let There Be Peace on Earth, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Come on, five bonus points. Come on, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's the only real Christmas song in the group. Just a friendly reminder that here at iSnark, we remain
Larky, music, and fun. That's us.
I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves.
Hey!
Everybody's nerves.
Hey!
Everybody's nerves.
Hey!
I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves. And this is how it goes. I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves.
Hey!
Everybody's nerves.
Hey!
Everybody's nerves.
Hey!
Don't do this at church.
The Mass has ended. Go in peace.
Soon enough, I'll be getting the feeds going for the usual places. Podcast Alley, iTunes, Dig if they're still around. Podcasting News if they're still around. Finally, our Facebook group, Fans of Christos Vintage Anywhere, has changed its name to Fans of the iSnark. So if you're still hanging around in the old group, there's no need to run to the new group. You're already there. All we changed is the name, not the location. If you haven't joined us yet, come on down. I'll leave a link in today's show notes. iSnark is part of Christos Vincit Media and has three official items at this point. The first is one that many of our Christos Vincit Anywhere listeners probably remember, Krakowska Kielbasa, Yes, Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vincent Media, available at a Polish deli near you. Next one we have actually became the official beer of our blog, Crystal's Vincent the Blog, but we decided to make it the official beer of Crystal's Vincent Media, and that is König Ludwig Weissbier. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And finally, the official detergent of Crystal's Vincent Media, the brainchild of our good friend David Doyle, Crystal's Vincent Whitewash.
Aye, 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 aye. New Crystal's Vincent Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins. Aye, 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 aye. New Crystal's Vincent Whitewash.
I want to thank you all for joining me today. On behalf of Seamus O'Reilly, Father Judd McFry, our new friend Basso Profundo, the singing fish, a happy and blessed new year to all of you. We will be back next week with more of the Music Issues Issues. Until then, I'm going to end this show with my favorite annoyance song. I'm Brian Michael Page, your friendly neighborhood ice snark. Peace. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vincent Media. König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of Crystal's Vincent Media. And Crystal's Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of Crystal's Vincent Media. I Snark, copyright 2009, Brian Michael Page.
Everybody's nerves.
Made on a crappy PC.